November, December. Yeah. That's now. I don't. You know, the good news is about December is that the shortest day of the year is in December.
What day?
Like the 21st. I don't know. 22nd, 20th.
You seem to know that it's in December.
Yeah, but it's not the same every year.
Oh, it changes.
Yeah. It's around the 20th to the 22nd, in between there. Somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Which means it starts after that day, it starts getting lighter out.
Glass half full.
Unless you're a flat earther.
Right.
How do the flat earthers explain that? Hey, flat earther, how do you explain daylight savings?
I don't think they explain any of it.
Right. Therein lies the problem. And welcome to episode 362 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
How is Vancouver? I heard, and we didn't talk about this last week because I forget it. I heard that November set the record for the rainiest November of all Novembers.
Sure felt like it, so I was...
I was there, but the only reason I care is because I happened to be there for half of it, and it definitely rained every single day.
Yeah, it feels like it does rain every single day, and there was a day last weekend where I was maybe 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, I was taking my son to hockey, and I could not believe it. I saw the sun, it looked beautiful. People are out walking on the dike, and it was warm. I want to say like 13, 14 degrees, something like that. Hockey's an hour, came out of the oval, and it's just gray and dark and raining again. I was like, oh, come on, right? Was there for an hour and a half, yeah.
Yep.
So that's what it's been. And since then, I have not seen the sun again. So just the way it is, you got to take the good with the bad when it comes to Vancouver.
Yeah, that is how it goes. I kind of wanted a little, like one or two days of good. I mean, I think there was one decent day, but I had to work that day, and that's kind of how it always works out for me. But I kind of wanted to, you know, I didn't see Stanley Park this time. I don't think
still
it changed.
Looks the same. Yeah, it still looks the same.
Yeah, I'm sure the irony being that you know, you live there, and since I was there the last time, the year before, you probably didn't see Stanley Park either.
Agreed. I think that's probably true. I went to the aquarium once. That's it. But I didn't venture around Stanley Park. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, no. It's kind of one of those things that, like, there's a whole list of places that I kind of want to hit whenever I get back to Vancouver. Even though it's November, and November in Vancouver isn't delightful necessarily. It can be, but it's sort of in between where it's not cold enough to be nice, like to be kind of cool and walking around Van Dusen Gardens with the lights, and it's not warm enough to go swimming in the ocean. So it's kind of those things. But there's that. There's Kitts Beach I didn't go to, Spanish Banks. You want a big list of places I didn't go?
Sure, keep going.
Red Ginger, didn't go there.
Okay.
You ever been there?
No.
Here's a plug. If you're in Vancouver, there used to be a restaurant down in the west end of Vancouver called Cam's Place.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never been, but I've heard of it.
He ended up selling it, and then some new owners, and it wasn't as good. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. But then a couple years later, he opened up a new restaurant on Broadway called Red Ginger. Now, this is Singaporean food.
Okay.
So I'm speaking to you directly, Adam. If this is something that you like... this kind of different Asian food. It's like Thai, it's like Chinese, but it's kind of in between. It's phenomenal.
Okay, I'm going.
Go do it. Yeah, it's like Broadway and Oak, in around there. Go out there one night. You'll know Cam. He's like the nicest guy in the whole world. He's very personable. And you just tell him, hey, why don't you bring us something to eat? Because you know what's good.
Okay, I shouldn't say AA sent me.
He knows me. He doesn't know me by... I don't know that he knows my name. always, whenever I come in, hey, Germany.
Yeah.
So maybe he thinks my name is Germany. I don't know.
Okay. I'll ask him.
But the kids have been there many times. I love it. Do yourself a favor. And this goes to everybody. If you're in town, go see Cam over at Red Ginger. Get the lettuce wraps to start.
Okay. All right.
And the rest go wrong. That's on the list of things I didn't do in Vancouver this time.
Great.
Sushi, however, I ate 3 times a day. Because, come on, sushi in Germany? Are you kidding?
Yeah, probably not great.
Amazon! Get your sushi on Amazon. Don't do that. I got partway through that and realized that's not going to work. Is it?
No.
They don't have sushi on Amazon.
I hope not. Or they probably have, like, you know, sushi ornaments for your Christmas tree.
Yeah, don't do that either. That's just weird. That's just weird. So, yeah, don't bother. But if you are going to buy some stuff, buy your chopsticks. Huh? See how I turned it around
there?
Yeah,
yeah.
Get those on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out. All right. Winter's here, man.
Not yet.
No, here. I'm talking... Okay. On the technically speaking, it is that December 21st that we talked about. That is winter.
Okay.
But the winter weather's here.
Okay. Not here.
We had some snow.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some snow.
Right.
And that's what I'm getting into is with Vancouver and the rain. You don't have to shovel rain, do you?
No, that's an upside.
That is the upside.
Flooding is a bit of a downside.
Right. Nothing you can do about that. Do you flood there or you don't flood there?
Not where I am specifically, not our place, but lots of flooding problems with all the rain we've had in the surrounding Vancouver area. Yeah.
Said our listeners.
Yeah, but snow talk, super exciting.
Snow talk. No, me too. I was that was directed at myself.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't blaming you. I was actually blaming myself.
I felt like you were blaming me.
You got defensive. I won't lie, you got a little defensive.
You went down that road. That's on
I did.
You.
I did. I fully take full responsibility.
Okay, I'm glad.
All right. Let's get right into the December monthly challenge then.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. It is... Oh, did you shoot anything interesting? I didn't write that down.
I believe I did because of recording times and when we're doing this. I'll talk about it after I actually do it because...
Oh, okay.
Time-space continuum. I'm going to do something interesting.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do some photos this weekend for some people I know that I usually shoot their Christmas photos that they use for Christmas cards and whatnot. So I'm going to do that this weekend, but I usually do it indoor, white background. And this year I said, I don't have my 10-foot paper roll right now. I sort of used it up, and I really don't want to store another one for right now. I don't want to have to go get this just for a shoot and then store it. So I said, how about we do something in Steveston? And I think we, hopefully weather will permit, but we're going to go into Gary Point and do a Christmas card. And I think they've got the buzz is that they've got some ugly sweaters. So I'm going to do something in the way of some Christmas clothes for a couple this weekend. So...
Weekend, is this the weekend that Santa shows up on the boat?
I don't know. I'm going to say maybe because I'm not paying attention to that anymore.
Yeah, I've only been the one time. It was many moons ago. But yeah, Santa shows up on a little Zodiac, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And comes in and gives all the kids kind of high fives, and then there's usually like a horse-drawn sort of carriage rides around Steveston. There's a bunch of stuff going on, but I don't know if that's this weekend or not. I'll have to look into
that. Whenever that is, here's where I'm getting at, and feel free to disregard this entirely. What might make a pretty cool picture, a family picture, is this family of four?
No, this is just two. This is just a couple, yeah.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I don't know why I got into it, but I was thinking that all four people in the same sweater, but two people in the ugly sweater would be good too. Walking amongst the crowd, and no one would know. You're down at one end shooting on a long lens, picking them out of the massive crowd of people that came in to see Zodiac Santa. And they're eating ice cream because that would make them stand out, definitely.
Okay.
And then you have a couple of voice-activated light stands because you're going to use the TTL function on your Yong Nuos, right?
Probably.
in this case, you are. So you would have a couple people kind of wandering around, and just through the crowd, all they're holding is a flash, and they're aiming it at your subjects. And you could do something really cool. Like, no one in the background would kind of know what was going on until it was too late.
Right.
And then you could basically get some cool-looking Christmas photos in that.
Okay.
Yeah, disregard that. Don't do any of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We'll talk about that when after you've shot it then. Okay. All right. So the November monthly challenge was blue. And for right. me, the reason I thought about this one is because I expected like a lot of blue hour stuff.
Okay.
Which we got. We did get a few images of that, but it's also kind of some other sorts of stuff. So without further ado, let's dive in to the listener submissions.
Okay.
First up is one I did not expect.
I don't know. Are we going to have time to talk about all of them?
All seven of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. Good point.
Okay, let's start. Let's see if we can get through them.
Yeah, see if we can. All right, let's hear it.
What?
You, come on. You've been waiting.
Well, your challenge only got seven submissions, and my obscure light painting one got more than that.
How many?
I don't remember, but it was definitely...
It could be less.
No, it was double digits. It was, I'll tell you that much.
You don't know how much it is. I mean, Your Honor.
I think it was 10.
Permission to treat the witness as hostile? I would like a little leeway here, Your Honor.
It was, let's just say it was over seven.
But you don't know how many. So
no,
it could be zero. Could technically be zero. You don't know. It's an unknown.
Let's talk about the first photo.
All right, the first photo. Not what I was expecting. I love it though. Like jellyfish.
Yeah, this is. It almost feels like to me the Vancouver Aquarium, but it says Seattle. So I guess they do this at all aquariums.
It doesn't say Seattle at all.
Doesn't it? It says
at
Seattle
no point
jellyfish.
Does it say, says
Seattle's. I can't read. I can't. Sean.
Yeah. It's just Monterey, California. That much I know. And I'm not a Google expert, but I'm pretty sure Monterey, California is not in Seattle.
My reading is not good, but you can see how I might quickly,
How many submissions did your light painting get again? You've already established your expertise on this.
This seems to be something that they do in many aquariums, and the Vancouver Aquarium has this, you could get this shot.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sort of realizing now, because I didn't think about it. I assumed Link Shoots went diving. But now that I look at it, this is the aquarium.
It has to be, right?
Is there an aquarium in Monterey, California?
I don't know.
I'm Googling it, so you go ahead and, you know, dazzle our viewers with some interesting stuff while I Google it.
It's... Any aquarium anywhere that's got jellyfish, this is kind of what they do. That it makes it look super blue. I don't know what exactly.
Yeah,
if it's just
Bay,
the lighting.
Monterey Bay has an aquarium.
There you go. So this was at all the right. aquarium.
Yeah, done.
Okay.
Like,
it's a cool
like
shot though.
Yeah, I like the pink and like the you know, the blue in behind. So, all right. Next one, J.C. Russo of Lake. This is Lake Elkhorn, also in Seattle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a Seattle theme here this week.
Yeah, big Seattle theme. Okay. He took this Seattle photo in Maryland, though. Okay, what do you got here?
I like it almost. It's to me, the silhouette, everything's cool. It's a little too busy with the foreground.
Yeah, it's almost a five ground.
Yeah, it just it's overpowering in the image, and I feel like that either needs to be out of focus or it needs to be a different angle. I mean, the reflection on the water and the silhouette and the colors would be better without all that sort of muddled foreground. That's my opinion.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say I think the main issue with the foreground is that it bleeds into the sky.
Yeah,
like those three
too.
Little three, little yeah. two, or maybe that's a smudge on my monitor. No, three things.
No, it's on mine too.
Sky.
Yeah.
You have the same smudge. Okay.
Same one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if they were to cut off and stay in the reflection only, I would be okay with it. I also wouldn't spend too much time on it though.
Right.
I probably wouldn't go back out and try to perfect this one.
No.
So, and I say that having seen J.C. Russo's Christmas card this year.
Okay.
Which I highly recommend you check out. He's another great one. We talked about him last year.
Why, we showed a couple, right, of his.
Yeah, we showed it the last few years. Well, he sent another one. It's on the Instagram, so check him out. I like his Christmas card.
Okay, I will.
Okay, he should have submitted that.
Okay.
For this, okay, too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
Okay, Oscar Campos Photography. This is the Carquinez Bridge in downtown Seattle.
Wow, didn't recognize it.
Well, his daily commute's into San Francisco, which, P.S., that's a hike. That's a long ways to go from Seattle. Yeah. This is film, though.
Okay.
So I do. What do you think of this shot?
I like it.
Yeah, me too. I like this one. I actually like this as it is, like it even more because of the film aspect, which is a bit snobby. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little bit snobby of me.
Yeah.
However, for him to I'm assuming that hashtag home Devin scan means he did this at home.
So he gets points for that.
Doing color photography, color negative film at home is I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it's definitely above my pay grade. I've not done it.
Okay.
I can't be bothered to invest in the chemicals, and you have to heat them up, and it's more time, and I want to do it. I that's not true. I want to have done it. I don't want to do it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So he definitely gets bonus points for this. I like it. I like the composition. You know me. I'm a humongous fan of the negative space. I like having all that extra sky. And the bridge. I mean, not his fault. They didn't need to build those power poles there, though, did they?
No, that's my same complaint about it. And nothing against the photo at all. Just I wish that wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. Love the rest of it, though. Again, not his fault.
Not his fault. Good photo.
All right. This next one. This is one of those ones. This is from Tyler Wayne Photography. And this is one of those ones that at first it's like when you're looking at those 3D images that you used to see at the mall that they tried to, like, hey, it's a sailboat, but you had to, like, stare at it for 45 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Who bought those?
Not me.
Well, have you ever seen one out of the wild, like in the wild? I guess. Like, I've only ever seen them at the mall in the 90s. Yeah.
I've never seen it on someone's house or in their room or something. Went over to a friend's house and said, "Hell, wow, you're lucky you got one of those.
You got the sailboat." Oh no, that's the. I only know the sailboat. I don't know what else it could be. It's a lion. You know what they should do? You know what we should do is you should make them and sell them where it's nothing, where it just looks like that, and people would just, you'd say, "Oh, you got to stare at it," and it would never ever be anything ever.
Just to mess with them.
Yeah. Just to see how long they do it. So anyway, this kind of reminded me of that because when I first saw it, I had no idea what was going on here.
I still don't. I have no idea.
Oh, I do now. But once you see it, then it's like, all right, now I can't unsee it.
I can't see it, so you can tell me what I'm supposed to see.
Well, I'm assuming he's watching. Well, he is watching TV upstairs. Upstairs? I say upstairs because that looks like the gabled sort of roof.
Yeah, so I know there's a roof and there's a kid, but otherwise I don't understand it.
Okay, well, he's there watching TV on the couch, it looks like.
Okay, so that's the couch.
And then we have like a gabled ceiling, and so like the slash there is the shadow that you see.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing a smoke detector?
Yes.
Or something?
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. But, I didn't know what that was, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, and so basically that's I'm assuming he just fired a blue flash up in or light into the ceiling, and that because it's got the staggered roof, staggered ceiling, it's creating that shadow on that one side, that dark side. And so it's dark on that trapezoid, and then you can see the shadow coming out, But I had zero idea what this was.
No, you're explaining it very well. No, now I do. I don't understand. My brain can't compute this.
Okay.
In terms of a photo. Not that, again, like this is just to me, and I've given you this critique in the past, this is too obscure for me.
Oh yeah, this is like a Salvador Dali meets Picasso.
yeah, and I mean, except again, I am not, you know, saying that it isn't something. I'm just saying that it's not something that I would do, or and I'm not sure, is this done well, is this not, I don't even know. Like, again, to me, it's not something, it's not what I do, it's not what I, the way my brain even thinks. But then that's the beauty of art, is that it, you know, art is something different to everybody. So I'm sure there's other people that, you know, really like this. It's not even a thing to me.
Right. I mean, time will be the judge of this one. And the first of every month for the next 2 years, we're going to revisit this photo.
Okay.
No. Sorry, Tyler. We're not going to do that. No, I do appreciate what's going on here. I agree with you. It is so far beyond anything that you would shoot that it does mess with your mind a lot.
It totally does.
Yeah. However, go Oilers.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Next up. You say his name. I can't.
Jacoco.
Good for you. That was the joke I was going to make. I assume he's French. I am Coco. Or not, but Je suis Coco. So, I Coco. So. All right. Well, that went nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where. What part of Seattle this is in? Actually, I can't tell. I guess the French Quarter, judging okay, by the name.
I haven't even looked at, you know, the one or two other photos beyond this. I don't know how many more are left. This is awesome, and I'll tell you on a number of levels. Number one,
okay.
Blue light. Okay, so you know this is the sort of blue hour. You know, same thing you were going for in your photo. Which we haven't yet talked about, but this is great. This is the kind of photo I do shoot. I'm even looking at the hashtags, and he's shooting it with the 6D and the 85-1.8. Like, I love it for all those reasons, because to me, this is someone who, again, along the same lines as me, is kind of, this is how I shoot. This makes sense to me. This is what I like. This is a great photo of a kid and a bike. And again, all things that appealed to me personally. So I'm a bias. My bias is clearly obvious here, because I have photos that are very similar to this of my kids doing similar things. So it appeals to me, of course. So again, nothing, I want to go back and just say nothing personal against the last photo. It's just, I have nothing that even closely resembles that. That's not how I think. That's not how I shoot. And, and for reason, because that doesn't appeal to me. Whereas this is exactly how I do things and appeals to me. It's the people photos and the young kid, and again, just all the same equipment. And I think if you show anybody this photo of your kid, they're going to be like, hey, that's a good shot. Like, it really is. I don't think you can make an argument for this in any way not being a great shot of a kid.
Well, I'm going to, and the reason.
Okay. No, all right. Let's hear it. I want to hear the critique against it.
I can't. I can't. I'm on board with you. I was just being a jerk.
Okay.
No, completely on board with you. I this again reminds me. I have pictures of my kids. Exactly. The run bike too.
Yeah.
So I'm, sure. This must be Europe.
Okay.
Because I'm just noticing the make of the bike is a European brand.
Okay.
Because they don't sell Pukey in North America.
Okay, I didn't look at it closely enough to recognize that detail.
Well, also, so the run bike is the run bike making inroads?
Oh yeah,
run
bikes have been around for a while. So,
okay, and, I mean, not when I was a kid, obviously.
No,
and so
but,
you know,
but it was when Jack and Sarah were kids. Yeah, we got from for Jack that he used once. So,
oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Oh, they're huge here, obviously, and so that would tip me off. Maybe it's North America. We'll find out later on. No, I also like it. I like how the depth of field. I like how it goes out of focus oftentimes we talk about you know, shooting with a shallow depth of field, and it's kind of against a background that it's just right out of focus and looks like it could be, you know, a painting or something. This one, you know, you can see it at the kid's feet, and it goes into the distance, so...
Yeah, my only critique, this is the only critique that I have for this photo, is that I probably would have adjusted the crop just slightly to get those little posts out of the background in the top left corner.
Oh yeah, that's amateur hour.
Yeah, that's it though. And no, and again, it's a choice, but to me, it just, I don't think you lose anything by cropping that out.
Probably not. Oh, maybe, I mean, a little depth. I don't know.
Maybe.
You would lose part of the top of his helmet, and you don't want to do that.
I don't know if you even would, depending on how much space. I don't know how much pre-cropping he's done, because this is Instagram. So right. I'm thinking you might still be able to crop that low enough and just maybe lose a tiny, tiny edge of his helmet, which I'm not sure would be a difference maker to this photo, just to lose those other things that are tiny, tiny bit of distraction. Now, again, I'm splitting hairs here. You don't need to take that out. It's a good photo. But the other thing about this photo that I would say that's again, sort of a great part of why I like it is that our instinct is often to just warm this up, right?
Right.
And then just make it look like this is at a totally different time of day and it's not blue at all. You could easily just adjust the color temperature here. And I think, again, this is part of doing the photo challenge is you don't need to do that. Like, this is what mm-hmm. the light looks like at this time of day. And it's great. It's great light. Warming everything up is a tendency that I definitely tend to have. So I'm happy that we're doing this challenge and thinking about it as not doing that.
Right. Well, again, foreshadowing to mine, that was exactly what I had in mind as well. Is mine was taken at a time of day, and I didn't want to warm it up. The camera okay. wanted to warm up. I said negative. So
don't do that.
All right, don't do it. Well, you sometimes do it if you want. I mean, it's not Russia.
Sure.
Unless you're listening in Russia, and then it's Russia. All right, next one. This one I was sure it was my favorite. The next one might be. I'm not sure now. I like both the next two. So TS Layer 66 or T Slayer 66. I don't know. That's the thing with Instagram. You never know. But this is the one called Blue Alaska.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you tell me. Do you like it or not?
It's fine.
It's just fine. You're not. Okay.
I hadn't seen the last photo until just this second, and absolutely no contest. The last one is 1,000 times better. No, the very last photo.
Oh, yeah. So it's the same. I was looking at this one and thought, oh, this is. I love the colors that's going on here. There definitely is some blue. I mean, you look in the mountains. This is that blue hour when it's just starting. So you still get that amazing sunset. You get that reflecting on the water. I don't know that you need to go to Alaska to get this, though.
No, I don't think you do. And I'll tell you, I like it. I don't love it. I think for me, the difference here between this photo being really good would just be if you happen to catch it on a day where the water was much more still and you get a much better reflection, then I think this photo, because just even the way it's cropped, that bottom third of the water to me is just, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing. It doesn't do anything for the photo, in my opinion, versus mm-hmm. if you got a glassy, still water and a reflection of the mountains and the sky, this would be a terrific photo. It's just a third of the frame dedicated to just kind of blah, to me, doesn't...
What if you shot it at a really slow shutter speed?
Yeah, or that. Yeah. Or that. Oh. Yeah, I think that would add something as well. But that's what I'm saying is this is a good photo, but... A photo that could be easily captured on your iPhone. Do you agree with that?
Probably. I think I have an affinity for this because A, because of the colors, B, because even though it's Alaska, it kind of reminds me of riding the ferry to your mom's house.
Okay,
I don't go to your mom's house, but it's the same ferry.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I've never actually been to your mom's house. She just meets me at the ferry terminal.
Okay.
Not just don't make it weird, Adam.
Yeah, I'm not even going to engage.
No, but the ferry that you take to go to Victoria, this kind of reminds me of going through what's the name of the pass there? I forget now.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
It's not Deception Pass. That's in Whidbey Island. No,
that's totally different, yeah.
You think I would know? I've traveled that many, many times.
So have I, but I don't pay attention to things like that, yeah.
Or it reminds me of the trip to Vancouver Island, though. And so that's why I like it. I haven't been on that ferry in a long time. All right, last one comes from Tyler Wayne. He doubled up. I didn't know he doubled up.
I did not realize that either. And just let me say, Tyler Wayne Photography, the one that did the obscure photo that we ripped on for 5 minutes, this other photo is fantastic.
You totally redeemed yourself.
You totally did. This is a great photo. Why did you submit the other one? This one, no, again, it's just, and again, ask 5,000 people which one is a better photo, and I don't think you might get one weirdo that says the first one's better.
The kid in the photo will probably like it better.
Yeah, he likes it better, but this is a terrific photo, so, like this much better, and we know exactly what's going on here. Yes. And great...
Because he says sometimes things just line up and make you look like a magician. But, so, is he saying that he didn't like this?
I don't know.
Is this just...
Make
is
you
this,
look like a magician. Just, big thanks to Makeup, Maestro, and Model. I think he just thinks he got lucky with the light, maybe.
But it looks like he's... did he just find this light?
And
this
I'm is this guessing based on light? That... I wouldn't have thought so until that his comments that it just lines up to make you look like a magician. So I'm guessing maybe that is existing light, but I guess we'll have to maybe he'll hear us. I think he probably stopped listening after we tore him a new one on the first photo.
You tore
him
a new one.
Well, I did, but you agreed. You agreed. Come on.
Just speed the show up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I'm going the other way, and I'm probably saying that. Well, probably I am saying this is the best photo. This is the clear winner in my opinion.
Yes, my opinion as well.
So there you go. This is a great photo, and I just love the way the light changes. So if you did that artificially, great. It's a great use of. I mean, if that's a flash in behind and it's just sprinkled in perfectly to bring out your subject, and the blue works great. And I like stuff that isn't exactly. Perfectly head on model smiling. Like I like it when it's a little bit different. And so this is cool looking. And I find I can't pull this off. This complete side profile for me, I find it so hard to get it to look good the way I want. So I'm envious of this. This is great. Yeah. And the toque is great. Everything's great.
The way the angle of the toque specifically.
Yeah.
It makes her look like she's accelerating at a humongous speed.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. And just almost too with the way the background is, even though there's no blur with the way the light's hitting whatever that wall is, it almost looks like it's a train going by or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty so cool. Good job, Tyler. Totally redeemed yourself.
Good job. But let us know whether you lit this or not, because I would say you lit this, but then you're saying you get lucky, and so maybe – but even then, you'd have to find this light. Even if you don't find it, you'd have to recognize it. It wasn't like your model just accidentally stumbled in front of your camera here. You set this up, and so I feel like you made your own luck. You didn't say luck. You said things just line up. Yeah. And make you look like a magician. I'd like to hear what you did. Did you light it or did you make it? Did you just find this light and put her in there? So
and just a heads up, next time just put the good photo in. Yeah. If you have to, if you're deciding between two and one's really really good and one is super obscure, I'm just a suggestion. Just go with the good one. Like if you're picking your 10 best for a gallery show. Maybe leave out the other one. Yeah,
yours don't go to 11. I think we should take our own advice as well.
Okay, yeah, me too.
On that. All right, let's have a look at ours. You went first last week, I think. All right, I'll go first.
Okay,
it's the closer one. I include the wide shot just to kind of show what's going on. It was never my choice. It wasn't like, oh man, which one should I pick? Just kind of wanted to show a different angle and why it doesn't work. But it's Captain Sourface. Is the go-to photo.
Okay.
Blue.
So Captain Sourface is the close-up.
Yeah. Well, he's more sour in that one face. He's sour in both. Good point. Good point.
But you're talking about the close-up.
The close-up one, yes.
Yeah. I like it. I like sour face. It's good.
Yeah. He's sour.
Nothing wrong with a sour face. Yeah.
He is sour because we got to soccer practice and there's snow on the field and soccer practice was canceled.
Oh, no soccer practice.
Yeah, that's not why he was sour. He was sour because his dad's a jerk and he missed his mom. And dad made him go a different way to school so we could take his picture.
Gotcha.
So he's pretty sour at dad. Which is unreasonable because, come on, he'll love this picture when he's older.
Yeah. It almost, like, this photo, to me, like, I love the blue hour, I love the background. It almost looks Photoshopped. Like, when you have the full wide version, then, you know, obviously his feet are on the ground and it looks more real. But it almost looks like he pops from the background too much, if that's a thing.
In the wide one or the close one?
In the close one.
Okay. Yeah, no, again, that's possible.
It literally looks like you cut him out. Like, he's so sharp and the background is so unsharp that it looks like you cut this photo out of another photo and stuck it on this photo. That's what it looks like to me.
I didn't.
You didn't do that. No, that would be a lot of work. But can you see how sharp that looks on top of super dull?
Yes.
But again, it's a weird effect.
Well, there's a couple things going on though. I lit this.
Yeah.
Like I'm walking my son to kindergarten in the morning. This is early in the morning, hence the morning blue hour. There was snow, so I guess this was yesterday. There was snow overnight, which is why I want to take advantage of that kind of dull background. And so I brought a flash with me on the walk to kindergarten, like jerks do.
Right.
But I put a half CTO on it because the day before I had gone out with him to shoot in the evening blue hour, and I wanted it to go full blue. And so I put a half CTB on the flash, and it looked terrible. Just like it was an awful photo.
Right.
And I thought, no, even in the blue hour, I think you still want to have a little bit of orange because you're never lighting people with blue light. Right. Even in blue hour, the sky might be blue, but your subject is still going to have that sort of orangey light to it. If there is light, if there's not light, then it's all in shadow, then they're going to be blue. And so it just looked terrible. So I said, all right, I'm going to throw a half CTO on this, on the GorillaPod, which proved invaluable here. I didn't feel like bringing a full light stand with me. I wanted to be able to throw it all in my pocket. And so I used the GorillaPod and then attached it, just basically clamped it on the fence, just camera right, and just fired that bear right into his face to separate him. So you have the added separation of like the out of focus background is the one thing that makes he pops out. But there's also the super blue background with the orange light that causes the separation, which double pop.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it probably looks like it. So that's why in the wide shot, I like the wide shot in that it shows him, for some reason, it's not quite as orange in that one.
But, yeah, it's not. Yeah.
But it also shows things going out of focus.
Yeah.
Rather than just being out of focus. It's just not a very good photo.
Yeah. It's obviously believable that he's there and the shadow on the ground is more distinct. Whereas I can't almost even
see. Where's that shadow coming from? Why that shadow would only exist if I lit the photo. The shadow would
not necessarily
exist.
Because you've got light. You've got giant light stands. Now they're off in the background, but there's giant light stands. So you could foreseeably have one of those lights on in the foreground, and that's what's lighting them.
Yeah, but you're unlikely to do that, and so
no, I agree. It's
The shadow was the main reason I didn't go with this photo because I was considering doing it and then kind of like lightening that shadow to get rid of it and thought, well, that sounds like work and I'm not doing that. And that at that point, you're just polishing a turd anyways.
Right.
So ultimately, in terms of just I would say believability, but now, you're disputing that. I would say the other one more so. because of the shadow, but now because of the out of focus background, you're probably right.
Yeah, and I look, exactly that's what I'm saying, is that the one, because you almost see no shadow in it, it just doesn't look real to me, even though it actually is real. It's interesting. And even those little black string thingies that are on his, I don't know, is that from his backpack or what's that from? And like, it's just so, it pops so much because of the depth, and I don't know, just something about it. It just seems like it's stuck on. It's and does it, maybe it's my eye, but does he seem to be slightly leaning forward? Like, is his the Could angle be. Like versus the background? Like, something makes my eye and my brain sort of again makes it seem as though this is just stuck on a different photo. So weird. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. There's nothing wrong with it, and there's very little right with it. So
it is, there's a lot right with it, but there is it could be the X100 factor in that, like, it's 24 megapixels, and when you downsample to 800 pixels across, it is wicked sharp. Yeah. Like, that's what I find with this lens and this sensor. The pictures, even at this is probably at ISO, I'm going to say 400, but so very, very low, relatively speaking. Even when you get up in ISO 1600, 3200, it is still so sharp. And so maybe I have to adjust how I shoot to make sure that I can avoid this sort of fake Photoshop effect.
Right.
All right. There you go. All right, let's have a look at yours.
Okay. Now to the good stuff.
Yeah. Where's the blue?
Yeah, this is last night.
The fingernails are blue.
No, they're purple, I think.
Are they?
Yeah. The beanbag that she's lying on is blue, and her hoodie is blue, and the background, like, I basically went with, hey, let's get a bunch of different versions of blue in this photo for my blue, because I kind of knew that yours was going to be a blue hour. And I kind of thought, I'm going to zag when he's going to zig, so I'll just do something with just a bunch of different blues. This also happened to be shot last night with 5 minutes before bedtime, and I was
hers,
like, okay.
Yours?
No, my photo. I'm like, I quickly need a photo before Kit. Yeah, before her bedtime. Well, her bedtime and my bedtime right, are pretty similar. On. I go to bed early.
Okay.
So I had 2 minutes to do this. She actually has her jammies on underneath. I'm like, hey, throw on that blue hoodie, grab the blue beanbag chair, threw it on the bed. I'm like, hey, just kind of lie and pose over top of it. We'll use the different kind of greeny blue background, and I'll put the flash on the camera with the black foamy, and we'll just fire this off. So this was done in about 33 seconds, and I was happy, and I felt like, okay, moving on. We got all things blue, got myself covered. But aside from the blue, so take out the blue. I just like the
Which
photo. Like, I like the pose. I like the simplicity of the black foamy thing just fired off into the ceiling at the right angle, and just again, it looks like a, you know, an off camera lit photo. And it's just so freaking easy. So I'm not saying as a blue challenge that this should blow anyone's hair back. I'm just saying as a,
or
hey.
Qualify.
Or no, it qualifies. There's blue. Come on, man. There's lots of blue in here.
There's blue.
Yeah. So I'm just saying as if
like
you're.
It absolutely qualifies in that you blew it.
No, I think you're being unnecessarily hard on me because I was a total jerk this week. But I'm just saying, this is, everybody do this. Get the black foam. We haven't talked about it recently. And just on camera flash in 13 to 33 seconds, you should be able to get a good photo. And you're going to have to change the angle of your light a couple times until it falls where you want. But so unbelievably easy. And I know we do so much off camera lighting and love that. But if you don't have triggers yet and you don't have a light stand yet, and you own a dedicated flash, you should be doing this.
You should be doing this. Now, don't let the fact that I don't think this really screams blue to me distract from the fact that it is a very good photo. It's a very good photo on its own, and let alone, it's also a very good photo for a 30-second job.
Right.
But on its own too. Like if had you told me had you not told me this was on camera, I would have thought this was an umbrella that you lit from the top though, because it's a lot higher than you would normally light,
like right.
from. But you know, there's no reason to say that you have to light the same every single shot. So
right.
I would have no issue with that. All in all, good photo. Was she happy?
She loved it. Yeah. And the first one I did, I basically did two shots and I was like, okay, we're done. And then I imported them and she's underneath this. She's wearing one of those like pink fuzzy onesies. That's a bunny rabbit. And, uh-huh. and she saw the photo and I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, your eyes are a little bit soft. And she's, and I'm like, but it's fine. She's like, no, Dad, we're reshooting it. I'm like, no, it's fine. Go to bed. Like it's fine. Uh-huh. And she's like, no, this time I'm not letting you leave that photo. I want it to be better. And so then we redid it. And in this one, the eyelashes, everything's perfectly sharp. So she did. And she settles into the head tilt and the smile and the right angles. And so she's very easy to photograph, very unlike my son. So right. That's the beauty of it, is that I just said, okay, well, maybe can you bring your hands across and bring your head down a little bit? She does it right away. And then boom, done. Like it is so easy to photograph her, and so it makes my life easy. Yeah, when she's so cooperative, let's just put that caveat in there. Yeah. She doesn't always want to be photographed.
So in the new year, what you're saying is we're gonna have a show where she's on explaining it from her side.
Yeah.
how to pose for Dad.
Yeah
Nah, that's be a good show. My daughter will listen to that.
There you go. We're opening up it to a brand new audience.
Oh yeah,
10 to 11 year old girls.
Right in the tweeners.
Yeah.
All right. Photo challenge for next week. Well, first of all, the monthly photo challenge for December has been dropped. Not dropped. It's been announced.
Oh, I thought due to lack of participation.
Oh, no. I meant like it's dropped like an album, like how the cool kids say it. Turns out I'm not one of them kids.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it is holidays, so we'll talk about that in January, but for the December monthly challenge, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge on the Instagram. We'll check it out. As Adam said, just do good ones.
Yeah, and let's see if we can't get like 15. Like that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. I know more than 15 people, like when you talk about, you know, even if we take out our parents, I know 15 people download this podcast every mm-hmm. week. It's more like 17 or 18. So I think that we can get 15 submissions. So I probably didn't do any favors to the submissions by, you know, completely ripping on that one film.
But it turns
out he was the winner in the end. And I didn't even know that going in. So yeah. I'm happy that he was able to turn it around. So just think. Submit a good photo, and then we'll say nice things about it. So there you go.
Or submit a bad photo, and we'll rip it. Like that's fun too.
Yeah, that's fun too.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
Right. That's I completely agree. Yeah.
My uncle Oscar Wilde said that.
Okay.
All right. So that's the monthly challenge is holidays. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge on Instagram. Next week's challenge is one light portrait. That is a portrait okay. with using one light. It's right there in the title. I don't know why I had to explain it to you, Adam.
Okay.
All right. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And we're all going to check that out.
Yeah, and you can rip on my photo. I love it when people make fun of my photos.
Do you?
Not really.
Or do you just not care?
Cry myself to sleep. No, I don't care. Like you say, I can't expect, you know, everyone to have the same taste as me. I just think that they're wrong and my taste is kind of right. So yeah. I think everyone thinks that way, right?
Awesome. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us, twohosers.com, where you can find all the photos, the links, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.